Who am I handing over to?
Carla.
Okay. Good morning, board members. In February, the board discussed the due process steps undertaken for the BCUCC project and gave the staff the permission to begin the balloting process for the discussion paper. However, at that meeting, the board did not set the comment period. So for this meeting, we would like to set the comment period for the discussion paper. We think that allowing a comment period longer than the minimum 120 days would be appropriate. This is because it would allow debate to mature and give stakeholders sufficient time to draw up high-quality feedback, allow stakeholders to better manage their schedules and allocate their resources, given that the board expects to consult on a number of projects in 2020 and 2021, and further alleviate potential constraints on stakeholder resources brought by COVID-19. So for these reasons, we recommend a comment period of 180 days for the discussion paper. And with that, we open the floor for discussion.
Okay. Daryl?
So I guess my reservations are probably going to be very similar to the reservations I expressed yesterday with the rate regulated discussion, in that I think we need to be very careful of the 180 days becoming the norm. 120 days has worked for us in the past and I think should continue to work going forward. And I think anything that elongates our consultation process further is a negative for the organization as a whole, is a negative to getting the process done and completing the exercise. That said, I think my concerns yesterday were the fact that we didn't have a December holiday period on the rate-regulated project. On this one, we do have a December holiday period. I think my concerns on rate-regulated were that it was a narrower focus and a very specific bunch of people. This is clearly a broader focus. So I don't think we've got any grounds for saying that the period of this should be shorter than the 150 days we decided on yesterday. But I think given that that sort of set a benchmark, almost in contradiction to what I would otherwise have said, I'm coming back to agreeing with the staff recommendation for 180 days. Predicated on the fact that I think it's consistent with our decision yesterday.
Okay, thanks, Daryl. Nick?
Thanks, Sue. Like Daryl, I don't think we should be working towards a situation where 180 days becomes the default, becomes the norm, I think, as Daryl suggested. But I don't think we're in normal times. In two respects, clearly the situation around COVID-19 is deteriorating in many jurisdictions rather than improving. And secondly, I think the sheer weight of documents we have doesn't represent the norm either. I think we have a particular peak of consultative documents which we have published or are in the process of publishing. So I likewise would support the staff recommendation in this case. Thank you.
I also think on this one, it's going to be quite a sort of change management exercise for quite a few stakeholders. So it's, for me, slightly different to rate reg. Can I get a show of hands on the staff recommendation of 180 day comment period for this discussion paper? Okay, great. All right, thank you very much. So it's 11:30. Do people want a 15-minute break or a 20-minute break?
Sue, can I ask a quick question on this? Or will we still be making notifications to external people who want to listen in on sessions? And I'm thinking specifically that there may be, or I've heard of, someone will be coming in only for the extractive session.
Only coming in to listen to the recording. What time was it scheduled for? Can somebody, Neely, do you know?
It was scheduled for 12:30. So we can get a tweet out to let stakeholders know that it's starting early if you'd like to start it early.
In which case, why don't we start it in 20 minutes and send the tweet out? I'm just conscious that, you know, Anne's in Australia and Zach had to get up before dawn. Yeah, let's get a message out and then reconvene in 20 minutes' time, so 10 to 12 UK time.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks.